Recovery Radio, KMP3000.
Yes. You are listening to the Recovery Radio podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I will be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail. You can follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. Visit my websites, recoveryradiokmp3.com, and to get the books, go to sarcasticbigbook.com. And as always, I'm so glad you're here with me. I don't know if your day's just getting started. Maybe it's just winding down. Maybe it's somewhere right in the middle, but here we are. You and me. And I am glad for that. And I am grateful I have no desire to drink today. And I do have a piping hot cup of French roast coffee mixed with some Don Francisco's hazelnut. It is delicious. It is casual Friday. So I'm just wearing jean shorts. Just kidding. It's casual Friday, so I'm just wearing a Hawaiian shirt and denim slacks. Just kidding. It's casual Friday. I don't really have any topic that comes to mind today. I just thought it would be cash, which on the streets they say cash instead of casual. I don't know if you knew that. I don't know if you had a good week. I hope you did. I had a great week. And I really love Alcoholics Anonymous. I really do. I love it. It's pretty spectacular how loving Alcoholics Anonymous is. How it let me come there for a long time and just kind of shit all over it. And what would they say to me when I was done doing that? Keep coming back. See you tomorrow. Want some coffee? Oh, I'm really not here. I don't know. I don't have a drinking problem. I'm just here to judge all of you and have terrible body language and eat your food and drink your coffee. Oh, can I get you some more coffee? I mean, so incredibly loving and compassionate. Alcoholics Anonymous is, I'm just deeply grateful for it. Remember when I first got sober, obviously just the town I was in, I just thought that was Alcoholics Anonymous. Because that was what I knew. The meetings I went to, that was Alcoholics Anonymous. That was how you did it. That was what you read. Those were the prayers you said. Those are the people who went. Those were the annoying people. Those were the helpful people. Those were the scary people. That's AA, my little town. And it is. Also, it's not. Also, I've gotten to experience AA in so many places. And they do things differently in a lot of places. There's the same types of people and meetings everywhere. It's just incredible. And I don't know, I was really feeling gratitude for AA today. some pretty incredible stuff has happened to me in the last week in Alcoholics Anonymous. The long and short of it is one of the most influential people in my life, introduced themselves to me in a meeting, and we have become friends, and it is just unbelievable. But I want to, protect their anonymity and Alcoholics Anonymous and all that, so I don't want to say anything else about it, but it's just, remember when I was telling you the story about the time I needed a tire to get a job, but I needed a job to get a tire, and I was new, and I was freaking out, I needed a tire and a job, and a job and a tire, and I was just driving to this meeting, crying, so upset, I needed both of these things, how was this going to happen? I get to the meeting and two cars pull up and people get out of each of the cars and they talk over each other. One of them says, "Do you want a job?" And the other one says, "Does anybody need a tire?" Remember that story? It's a story you just, unless you experience it, you just, sounds just made up. Which is why I did not tell that story for many years, because it's just too outrageous. So what happened to me in this past week is that out there. It's just, wow. And I would love to hear some far out stories from people in AA. Some amazing stuff that happened to you. I have a friend here in town who was playing, I guess it was Words with Friends. Remember that was a big deal or something for a while? I never played it, but he was telling me the story one time where he was playing that and his wife was like, "Will you please mow the lawn?" And he's like, "Yeah, I'm going to do it, like, later." And she's like, "Could you do it, like, sooner rather than later?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm going to get to it." And then the letters that he got in the game were, the first three letters were Mo, M-O-W. He tells that story about how God has to spell it out for him sometimes and stuff like that. But he has another story where he was at a football game and he was in line and for drinks and food or something, and guy in front of him turned around and dumped two beers all over him, soaked him, and the guy felt terrible. He's like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry." And my friend was like, "It's not a big deal, you know." And then the guy, my friend said, like, it's free laps or something like that, you know. And the guy who had spilled the drink said to him, "I have 5 years of sobriety and I was just about to relapse." And they ended up going to a meeting together and all this crazy stuff. But I have some wild stories like that. And I don't know, if you have stories like that, I'm sure a lot of you do, email them to me, sarcasticbigbook@gmail.com. I would love to hear something like that. I love that kind of stuff. So, it's Cash Friday. I don't know if I mentioned that. It's Cash Fry. And I'm just grateful. Grateful to be here with you. Grateful that you listen to these things. The fact that you listen to this means a lot to me. I hope they help. Happy if they do. Some of you write to me and tell me that they do, and it means a lot. right. I want to give a shout out to Mallory and Dallas, Texas, and Anna and Lance and Teets and Wiz. Special shout out to Chelsea and to Dave. And if anybody needs to hear it, everything is okay. I'm going to go. You know what's not casual? The clothes I have to wear tonight in a photo shoot. Not casual at all. If you want to call them clothes. You know, summer's coming and I'm doing a swimwear line. It's glow-in-the-dark swimwear. It's called Glow Sticks. I'm sorry. I really am. I'm gonna go. I owe you an amends. Sober Glow Sticks. It's a glow-in-the-dark swimwear collection for sober people. What the fuck am I talking about? Just leave. Get out. Okay, I'm going. I don't know why my life was saved, but I'm going to go try to live a life that was worth saving, and I hope you do the same. Good night.